much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
The Rick D's Weekly Top 40 will not be heard this week, so we may present the following special program.
Live from Tucson, it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
What? If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah! We got your t-shirts, you done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now. So you can run and tell that. Homeboy.
What if he's gay?
Shouldn't we call the cops or the FBI or something?
The FBI!
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
And now,
what's up, Holmes?
Our feature presentation.
So you have to hide your kids and your wife and your husband.
I think Antoine should be a reporter.
I do, too.
I'd like to see him on every story.
Best? Yes.
He is my favorite.
Gay raping everyone out here. Love Antoine. Hey, why not pick up the phone and give us a call for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, Wednesday edition, 1-800-520-1067. That is our toll-free number. Get on the air, get a prize. No death today, but I did want to mention because it's shameful that we still don't have a sports guy on the Kevin and Bean Show, but the powers that be don't believe that our audience would be interested in sports, because why would they be?
Sure.
So we didn't really have a chance to talk about this yesterday, but yesterday came and went with no announcement from Brett Favre, Kevin.
Yeah, how about that?
Yesterday morning, that's all that was online and on TV in the sports world, which was, well, it's official. ESPN and everybody's reporting that Brett Favre is not going to return to play for the Minnesota Vikings. 12 hours went by yesterday. No announcement.
Yeah.
But they're guessing. Everyone's guessing.
Everyone's guessing.
Do the Vikings know he's not returning?
The Vikings, not that we know. The Vikings are saying, we're not sure, and until we hear it from him, we're not going to know.
Okay.
Right. Here's what happens, is that Brett Favre, every summer, for a number of years for the Packers, and now the last couple for the Vikings, and I guess before that the Jets, he holds you hostage. You just can't do anything until you get that phone call, and you have other plans to make, and you're days away from starting to make decisions that will affect the actual season. He's not telling you anything, though.
Sometimes it's game 4, game 5. Now, I think he's waiting to find out his ankle injury, how much better it gets. I think. I don't know.
It's amazing, though, because he's 40 or 41. He had one of the best seasons he's had since the 90s last year.
Yeah.
I mean, really took the Vikings into the playoffs. Without him, it is not considered that they will do anything. And part of the reason there's so much pressure right now for this decision to be made is because the Vikings have been lobbying hard for a new stadium. And, it's a lot easier to have a stadium when you've got a good team.
Sure.
It's a lot easier to get support for that. And it is believed that here's the way the dominoes fall. Brett Favre doesn't come back. The Vikings suck. The legislative session ends with no vote on a new stadium. Then the owner can, they're free agents at that point. The owner can sell the team. And it's very likely that Brett Favre's decision will end up moving a team to Los Angeles, because that's likely where the Vikings would go. Yeah. So this whole thing is crazy. It's much, much bigger than just whether one player comes back or not. It involves a stadium. It involves a team. It involves a franchise. It involves a move. There's a lot riding on this decision. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. I mean, he could be one of those deals where he goes, yeah, I'll show up, but I'll be there. I'll show up the day before the first game if he wants to.
You can have me on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Right.
Here's the weird thing about him, though, is that he'll say yes and then turn around and say no.
Yes.
That's the beauty.
Exactly, yeah. But he had a great season last year, and he'll get $13 million if he plays this year, assuming that he doesn't want to tear that contract up and want more, which they'd probably have to give him if he decided he wanted to.
Sure.
So it's a crazy story. But even though we don't have an official sports guy, we are keeping an eye on stories like that, and we'll certainly continue to follow that, because that's a good one.
All right, your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Next.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to see El Soccer? It's going to be the LA Galaxy taking on Real Madrid on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. Soccer, it's not just for gays and Europeans anymore. That's your prize.
I think that's the slogan.
I think that's what they're saying now.
Really?
1-800-520-1067 is the number if you want to see that, and why wouldn't you? Why don't we start with Alex, who apparently is a big fan of a player that Kevin is a big fan of as well on line three. Hey, Alex, what's going on? What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see Kaká and playing Cristiano Ronaldo playing over here at the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to get tickets for him. Cannot get those tickets.
Why?
I'm happy.
I thought they were still available, no?
No way, dude. I mean, I was trying to get, you know, as close as I can to the front of the pitch, but nah, man. Cannot get
those
tickets.
Oh, you want to sit on the bench. I see. Well, that can be difficult.
Well, I have bad news for you, because although you have just won tickets Saturday, I know our station, and you will probably be in the parking lot.
Oh, hopefully.
At
least I get somewhere close.
With an AM radio, so you can listen. Here's the thing about Kaká, and that is his real name. He's Brazilian, and he's great. And Cristiano Ronaldo is great. Mm-hmm. And basically,
and he's your boyfriend.
Spain, that won the World Cup, they were made up of two teams. Almost totally. One is Barcelona and one is Real Madrid. I mean, basically, they took all the players from there, and they're the ones that won the World Cup. So they're quite good.
Wow.
And his name is Kaká. And that's a never-ending source of joy for me to hear the announcers. Kaká on the ball.
Hell yeah. When he says Kaká, goal.
Yeah, it's the best. All right.
There's certainly no chance the Galaxy will win, right?
I don't know. They played Barcelona and they lost 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
They had Beckham. This is early, this is the preseason type warm-up games for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that they're not going to bring out the big guns and keep the big guns and really, 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 really push.
Right.
So I don't think it's out of the question.
But shouldn't be fun either way, though.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Let's try Amanda, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Amanda, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
Hey, what it do, guys? Lisa May, beautiful. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, we didn't get beautiful. What's going on?
Okay, so my sisters and I, for the last 5 years, have been talking about getting the tattoo. Well, last night, we actually went off and did it. And it's on our back. It takes up the whole half of our back.
Ooh, it's big.
Is it a matching tattoo?
A matching tattoo. Yep. All three exactly the same.
What does it say?
It's a Celtic knot. It's a Celtic Trinity knot with a rose that my sister drew on it.
Huh. Now, why did you make the decision to make it prison art, to get it so big to cover half your back?
We're sisters and we're stuck together for life, so we might as well have something that shows it, right?
Well, yeah,
right, but you would be stuck together for life with a much smaller tattoo that matched as well. I'm just curious how you made the decision of how much real estate to give up.
We didn't realize how big it was till after it was drawn and put on our back.
Good.
Okay.
So you did the research.
What you want. That's what you want. Okay,
now,
great.
I see here that you haven't told your parents yet.
Yeah, we have to tell our parents, and the problem is we're Mormon, we're LDS. And,
is that bad?
That's very bad.
Tattoos are bad.
Very
okay.
bad. And they're going to totally...
Oh, all right, Miss Mormon. You can't say that on the radio, first of all.
Hey, she's getting a tattoo. She's no Mormon.
No kidding.
Do you want us to call them?
That would be so hilarious.
All right, you hold on. We'll take down your number. Be glad to do it.
How mad can mom be if it's all three? It's not like she's going to freeze out one daughter. If it's all three, she's not going to excommunicate the family just because of a tattoo.
Yeah, I would guess not. I don't know.
No.
All right, let's do one more. This is going to be Keith. He's on line one. If Miss Cleo has put this up correctly, this could be the dumbest question in the history of radio, but let's give Keith a chance to ask it. Hi, Keith. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby?
What it do?
What's going on?
I was in Compton the other day, and over on Alameda Street, I saw a Mexican flag hanging higher than an American flag.
Right.
For one, I thought that was illegal. But for two, if they're going to come to our country, which our country was built on immigration, I understand that, and I love my Mexican culture. But what did Mexico ever do for them to hang that flag like that? I mean, obviously, they're in our country. Shouldn't they be hanging our flag high saying, yeah, we love America? I mean, if they left Mexico, or they love Mexico so much, why don't they live there?
How come they don't go back?
Because they can't make a living.
So, I mean, it kind of offended me,
It sounds like it. First of all, the question we thought you were going to ask is, why are there so many Mexican flags over L.A.? That's what it put up on the screen. And the answer is obvious because a lot of people from Mexico in L.A. It's not illegal to hang a Mexican flag higher than an American flag. It's considered improper flag etiquette But they don't come and arrest you or cite you or anything like that. And I think the reason is exactly what Lisa said. They may have strong feelings for their home country. It doesn't mean they want to live there forever. It doesn't mean they can make a living there. There could be a lot of circumstances why they would move someplace else but still have affection for – I mean, look at Ralph. Look at the way Ralph loves and talks about Philadelphia. Doesn't live there anymore. Didn't want to talk about Philadelphia, but will always be part of them. Same sort of thing with people who go to another country.
Yeah. And more importantly, get used to it. It's only going further that direction.
Si se puede.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is Mexico North, so enjoy.
I don't know how much Keith is going to enjoy soccer on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. I'll tell you that. But that is your prize, so thanks for calling.
There'll be a lot of Brazil flags. I'm sorry, flags.
Oh!
Flags. I meant flags. You know what I meant. I meant flags.
I really didn't at first.
I meant flags.
I didn't either.
Because
Psycho Mike, if we don't have that flags. New moment with Kevin, every time we open a mic today, then you're fired.
I meant flags. We were talking about flags.
Uh-huh. Right. All what right. did I tell you? Soccer, it's not just for gays and Europeans anymore.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
How incredibly precious is that?
We're going to talk about noise fights with your neighbors. Happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors making a tremendous amount of noise. You can put up with it for a while, and then after a while you get upset. You got to do something. Do you say something? Do you fight back?
Neighbors
are the worst. How do you handle it, right? Because you're trying to figure out a way to do it where you don't start a lifelong feud with the person that you share a fence with.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, you want some action.
You want something to be taken care of, right?
Right.
So sometimes you have to take it into your own hands. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about Mike Tyson today. I don't know if you heard the interview from him yesterday, but you know when he was in The Hangover?
Mm-hmm.
And he was so funny, and he was so perfectly cast. The tiger was his, and he was singing In the Air Tonight. And
yeah.
He did that for drug money.
Really?
He did that to support his drug habit. Yeah. So we'll talk about that today.
That takes the fun out of
just
it.
A bit.
Right? A little bit.
Talk to Spencer Pratt about the Church of Sick. Very excited about that. We have Dodger Day tickets. That also is Saturday night.
Yep.
We're going to tell you about the Miss Chubby contest.
All right.
It doesn't seem like something you want to win. So that's coming up. And also we have Forrest Griffin coming up just about 20 minutes from now.
Oh, wow.
Forrest Griffin, UFC champion. And we'll talk to him coming up about his book, Be Ready When the Shh Goes Down. That's the name of it.
Sounds like him.
So we've got that coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
It is Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's Ralph Garman.
And Ralph joins us with the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
You have taps there, don't you, Bean?
No, bring me up some taps. Yeah, sure.
It's hard for me just to carry on. Oh, jocularity. Oh, let's have some laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Showbiz news. When there's real tragedy out there.
Sorry to hear about that, unless it's funny.
What happened?
It's not funny.
Who died?
A man we owe so much to. He's been a huge influence on my life, and I'm sure you've enjoyed his work as well.
Chris Hansen?
Maury Yohai?
I don't know who that is.
You know who Maury is.
I know.
you know Maury.
I don't know Maury.
Remember every Tuesday you spend time with him? No. Maury Yohai was the man who invented the extruded cheese snack. Best known as the cheese doodle.
Oh.
How many cheese doodles have you enjoyed over your life?
5 billion.
Those delicious little tiny logs of cheesy, fluffy goodness. Get those orange powder all over your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, the cheese doodle.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the one who invented the process where a machine would spit out a liquefied cornmeal and cheese mix into a delicious cheese doodle.
It's probably the grandfather of the Cheeto.
It is, Lisa. The Cheeto is actually a cheese doodle.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all miss Maury, and we appreciate his work.
But we can still eat his work.
But every time you do, I hope you'll spill a little bit out on the ground for Maury.
Pour some out for my homie?
Pour some out for my Maury homie.
What's up, homie?
So, God bless Maury. Rest in peace. They put him in the fun-size bag, by the way, when they buried him. So. But that was appropriate. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Now you got a reality show. Now I want to watch.
What you got?
Bristol Palin and Levi Johnson.
For real?
Oh, is that happening now?
Well, it's not happening, but it should.
Oh.
What are you talking about then?
Because they're breaking up.
Oh, no.
But I thought they were...
We all did.
But...
Including Bristol Palin. They all thought they were engaged to be married. Turns out People Magazine says she soured on the idea when... Levi told her he may also have fathered a baby with yet another teenage girl. while they were apart.
How long will it take that family to realize that he's nothing but bad news?
But she loves him, Daddy. Daddy, I love him.
How long will it take him to realize there's a way to not make girls pregnant?
Apparently not in Great Alaska. Question. The Alaska, answer, they don't have that out. It's so cold, the condoms actually just freeze and shatter. You can't use them.
The answer is never. He's an idiot.
So Bristol and Levi, off again. Now I want to watch the show. I wish there were cameras rolling when he told her,
I may have got another girl pregnant.
That's what I want to see.
Mom!
She'd be like a mama grizzly protecting her cubs. So, looks like that show is off.
Too bad.
Lady Lohan! Currently residing at UCLA's Neuropsychiatric Hospital.
I don't know what that is. What's a neuropsychiatric hospital?
It is a, psychiatric.
Therapy and stuff?
Meaning therapeutic. And neuro, meaning study of the science of the brain.
Okay.
They are investigating a lot of different ways to help out Lindsay, according to insiders. One of which is trying to get her weaned off Adderall.
Yeah.
Adderall, for those of you who don't know, is a drug used to treat attention deficit disorder, which is certainly not a laughing matter. However, young ladies in Hollywood have been using Adderall for some time as a stimulant that keeps off the pounds.
Weight loss.
So they believe her abuse of that drug may, in fact, be related to her physical appearance more so than she actually needs the drug. However, she did lose her passport in France. She might be all, ooh, ADD.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of anything. So maybe she does need it. But they are focusing on that as well as, of course, her rumored addictions to methamphetamines and opiates. They got their work cut out for them over there at UCLA.
Yes, they do.
Go
they
Bruins. Do. That's all I got to tell them.
I like that she was able to find her passport easily when she wanted to go to the Cannes Film Festival, but when it was time to come home and face the judge, all of a sudden, oh, can't put my hands on it, sorry.
You don't know the pressures of partying at Cannes and then Monte Carlo, going to the casinos.
You just don't get it, man.
Posing for the paparazzi, looking at movies. You don't know.
She did that for the kids.
That's right. It was all about the kids. White slavery, man. Or black slavery, or children's slavery, some kind of slavery. Speaking of causes, you know that Annalyn McCord?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got their pet causes. Everybody's got some sort of charity that they support. Annalyn's is more interesting than most. Sheryl Crow, of course, has breast cancer research. Bono is trying to eradicate third world debt. Annalyn McCord is trying to rescue ex-hookers.
Wow.
She has become the Goodwill Ambassador for The Blind Project, which is a program that helps women who are retiring from the sex industry.
By making them blind?
No. Oh. Yes, they stick knitting needles in their eyes. I have no idea why it's called The Blind Project, and I have no idea why Annalyn McCord is now the face and voice of this project, but she would like you to know. If you're a fan of hers, she would like you to donate $2.50 to the cause so she can reach her goal of raising $60,000. $60,000. How many hookers can you get for $60,000?
But a whole
couple.
Bunch. I'd like to get about some hookers. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's what the money's for.
I'll give them some money.
I cannot wait for the second season of 90210.
Well, apparently Annalyn McCord's too busy for that.
Speaking of people in the sex industry, how does Lawrence Fishburne feel?
What?
Now
he's
that
in
his,
it?
Now that his daughter is wound up a porn star.
Oh, really?
Montana Fishburne. Which sounds like a great place to go angling.
It does.
I went down to the Montana Fishburne, and we got ourselves some cod. It's good.
She tells TMZ.com that her father is very upset.
Really?
With the decision she made to star in a sex tape. She's hoping this will give her acting career a boost.
Oh, man.
The actress, who goes by the professional name of Chippy D, says she's hopeful that Dad will eventually see this as a positive. Well, how could he not?
Wait.
How good are you in the tape? Maybe that's what it'll be, the plus side.
That's her hope?
Yeah.
That he'll see
Dad'll come around.
Dad may come around to say, all right, I can deal with it, but I don't think he's ever going to go, yes.
No, he's going to be on her
side. Thumbs up. You're good.
Isn't it every father's wish, though, that their daughter goes into porn?
I think so. Jennifer Hudson has announced that she may be changing her look. The former American Idol star and Oscar winner for Dreamgirls says she's always had longer hair, but she's toying with the idea of shaving her head, and she thinks she could pull it off because she's got great bone structure. Yeah. I agree. I think if she shaved her head, she would look just like Warren Sapp.
Here's some chocolate, Fat Joe.
He's a good-looking fella.
Hey, she's not fat anymore. She lost all the weight. Hey,
she's not thin.
No, she's Come not on. Thin, but she looks good.
She sounds fat.
She does sound fat. That's true.
I know you guys didn't watch when Allie decided whether she was going with Chris or Roberto.
Stop getting off so much.
It was a big, big moment. It was shock. It was a shocking Bachelorette finale because, Kevin, not only did she choose Roberto.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I think we all saw that one coming, didn't we?
Sure.
He's a good-looking, swarthy former baseball player.
Right.
But what she did was, instead of waiting to the very end where they both walk out and then she's got to break the news to one of them, she actually intercepted Chris beforehand and told him he was not going to be the one so he didn't have to go through that humiliating experience at the end of the show, which I thought was very sweet of Allie.
I just don't care at all.
Well, apparently America agreed. The ratings for the finale of The Bachelorette were the biggest since 2004.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, but they could have had 10 people in 2004. Now they have 15.
Well, they had 11.6 million viewers watching the final episode.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, those numbers are pretty strong. So, so that means, you know what comes next? Bachelor Pad! Woo! Bachelor Pad!
That's bullshit.
A new show from the creators of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, where all the cast-offs from The Bachelor and Bachelorette will now be living in a house. Wow. Big Brother style, trying to find love amongst each other.
What happened to you?
Watch that, you stupid assholes.
Remember when you used to like sports and stuff?
Bachelor Pad.
Remember that?
Remember Bachelor Pad, though?
No.
Bachelor Pad.
A
lot of drinking, a lot of banging, a lot of jacuzzi-ing. That's all I'm saying.
Is it possible that you've just used some really poor judgment here?
I'm just saying Bachelor Pad.
Right.
You are.
Did I mention Bachelor Pad?
You did.
That's a terrible idea.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, comedian, one-ball wonder, Richard Belzer is 66 years old today. Speaking of Law & Order, because he's on that Criminal Intent, what's the SVU? Jeff Goldblum has left Criminal Intent.
Really?
Yeah. He split. He says he's disturbed by the uncertain future for that show.
Oh. Is that true of all teams?
That's why you get to be an actor, for certainty. Billy Bob Thornton's 55 years old today. Daniel Day-Kim.
Hey!
You remember, of course, from his brilliant work on Lost, has joined the cast of Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah.
Hey!
He's also be on that show.
He's Chin Ho.
Hey!
Why is Hawaii Five-O
getting high?
It's America. It's a part of America, how do you know?
On that show.
Yeah. Just recently, they added that to the states, Hawaii. he's 42. Dylan and Cole Sprouse, you know. Zach and Mac, or whoever the kids are. The Sweet
Cody.
Life kids.
Cody.
I watch it? No, yeah, right. I'm Bachelor Pad. At least they're adults. Yeah. Hot chicks in swimsuits banging strangers. I'm not spanking it to Zach and Cody.
You win.
Yeah, thank you.
That show's better than you guys know.
I will. I will rape you right in the eye.
If you don't have a kid, Ralph should do that. That should happen to you.
That's what should happen to you.
Yep.
And President Barack Hussein Obama celebrates his...
Hussein! That's his middle name!
Celebrates his 49th birthday today. And maybe going back to Kenya to celebrate his birthday in the home of his birth, which
sure.
I think is nice. Where is that birth certificate,
where
by
is
the way?
It?
Speaking of his birthday, where is it?
Not American.
He's an Arab.
He's an Arab.
Arab. No, he isn't. That was my favorite McCain moment ever. Talking to his own people.
Barack Obama's an Arab.
No, he isn't.
That was bizarre when he had to start correcting
his
own...
He's a good man. He's defending his
own people.
You're so stupid, lady. Get out of my hall. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Forrest Griffin from Athens, Georgia.
Nice drive by Griffin. He rocked him there.
I train hard, so when I walk in the ring, I know I've done my homework, I've done what it takes, and I know I won't quit.
Forrest Griffin.
Damn, I'm ugly.
You have just witnessed three rounds of the greatest action scene inside the octagon in the history of the UFC. The winner, by unanimous decision, Forrest Griffin!
He
He is more than a UFC champion. He is a best-selling author back with a brand new book just in stores yesterday. Be ready when the ish goes down, a survival guide to the apocalypse. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program, Forrest Griffin. Hey, Forrest, how are you, man?
I'm good, boss. How you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you, when I started reading about this book, I realized that even if I didn't like you, even if you hadn't written it, this book looks like essential reading for every American in 2010.
Yeah, I think I actually wrote it out of a sense of public duty.
This is a survival guide to the apocalypse.
Huh?
So yes.
Everyone needs that.
It's very important.
Now, what do you think is going to what's going to be the catalyst that's going to cause the information in your book to become necessary for most citizens? What is going to be the apocalypse, you think? Are we talking something from outer space or natural disasters? Or what do you think, Forrest?
Well, I wish it was that exciting. And maybe it will be. But it's just us. People, the virus of people.
Just how bad
many
we are.
Of us doing too much stuff.
There's a lot of information in here, like you have questions and answers. Like you're heading into the desert to escape the aftermath of the apocalypse.
Right.
And you get to bring one person with you on your journey. Who do you pick? And then he gives you some options. Stripper, doctor, wilderness man, plumber, prostitute, Navy SEAL, little person. And the only three that got positive responses were doctor, of course.
Sure, that makes sense.
Navy SEAL, of course. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 5 points for little person, because little people are great entertainers and they're small enough to carry them in your backpack.
Forrest, you strike me as a guy who would go solo in the event of an apocalypse, though. Do you really want some baggage holding you down?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But he's not the regular
He's not.
Guy.
Then again.
Yeah.
What kinds of things, you know, we always hear, especially in California, you know, the land of the earthquake, we always hear about the emergency preparedness kit. Do you have items in your home?
Bug out bag, yes, of course.
What's it called? The bug out bag?
Bug out bag.
What kind of items do you have standing by in your house that's in the event of an actual emergency?
Waterproof matches, night vision goggles, desalinization tablets.
Man, we need to, somebody needs to do some kind of a back check into you. You sound crazy.
Fresh pair of sneakers, fresh pair of socks and underwear. You'd be surprised.
All right.
Okay. And what do we do for food in the event of a collapse of traditional channels like supermarkets?
Well, there's a section in the book about how to prepare people meat.
Yeah, when does cannibalism become okay is one of the questions.
Yeah,
and the answer?
Pretty quickly.
The answer is A, when you're hungry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Forrest says 5 points. I get hungry between brunch and lunch, so I know how badly it sucks. I will accept this answer. But yeah. You just start eating people as soon as you can.
Yeah, well, you know, delicious people.
Right.
I don't know. I thought, call me crazy, Forrest, but I thought maybe you start with animals. I thought maybe that would be above getting right to people 20 minutes into the apocalypse.
Have you ever tried to catch an animal?
No.
They don't want to be caught, most of them. Most of them that are worth eating don't want to be caught. People just stand there. They're not very bright.
Well, they sure don't think you're going to catch him to eat him. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
He does have a section in the book, The Most Dangerous People of the Apocalypse, and it might not surprise you that one is hippies, two is fat people, three is children, and four is filthy effing street urchins.
Homeless folks, yeah.
Homeless folks, right.
Good for you.
So this is all very useful information, and I think that's it's very
nice. I'm actually up in New York doing some research, studying the ways of the homeless folks.
All right.
Good for you.
I do it up here.
Do you just walk along the street and choke them out?
No. I'm following. I want to see what they're doing. I want to know. How do you not die? It's hot out here. It's cold in the winter. So why are you alive?
You're doing actual research for your next book. How are you alive? That's a good question.
When your shelter is gone after this apocalypse that you write about in the book, you're going to need some of those tips that you pick up from the homeless guys.
Yeah, there's a whole section in the book about that. They're already living like the apocalypse has come. They're kind of geniuses.
Wow.
Right.
They scavenge, forge. They're geniuses.
That's
They're ahead
true.
Of their time. You don't even know it.
They are going to be the leaders.
It's amazing. Crack is not only an aphrodisiac, but also an analgesic. So crack, the perfect drug for the apocalypse.
There you go. Well, it's some very, very useful information in the book.
This has been the most informative interview I believe we've ever done. Be ready when the ish goes down. A survival guide to the apocalypse is in stores now by author Forrest Griffin of UFC fame. Forrest, thanks for all the great tips. You've given us a lot to think about today on the Kevin DeMeade Show. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, I will see you guys at the Borders in Torrance. Come on, see me.
Oh, wait. Tell us when that is.
We're down. That's a good question. I'm going to say this piece of paper in front of me says it's August 10th. So August 10th.
Yes.
August 10th.
All right. That is right. That is going to be next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Borders on Torrance Boulevard, Torrance, California. We'll see you there, man. Thanks a lot for coming on.
All right.
Right now, though, Kevin, I think we're heading to Italy.
Well, Italy has named Angela Scagnamiglio as Miss Chubby.
Miss yeah! Chubby! Yeah!
That's the title, Miss Chubby.
Is that a compliment? Is that something she is pleased to win? Or is that something you yell at Angela as she walks down the street?
She competed against 30 other women, Bean.
Okay.
And the competition is stepping on a scale. And then whoever gets the highest amount wins Miss Chubby.
Now, wait a minute. So it's a fattest person contest? There's no beauty element to it at all because there are bigger women who are very pretty.
Right. That has nothing to do with this. You step on a scale, and if you weigh the most, which she did at 374 pounds, you win Miss Chubby.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Well, I mean,
it's the glory. This is glory.
Do they have little contests all over Italy, and then the winners of those come to the big contest?
Well, if we had someone on the line we could ask, that would be helpful, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Super Secret Hotline and talk to Miss Chubby 2010, Angela Scagnamiglio Bahamoa. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Scagnamiglio.
I apologize. I had trouble with that name. Nice to talk to you today on the Kevin and Bean Show, Angela.
Hey, it's good talk to you, too.
and you are Miss Chubby. Do we have that right?
That's right. I'm Miss Chubby.
Now, okay. Lisa, the girl that works on our show here.
Is she chubby?
No.
I don't like her.
But she had a question. Why would you want this title?
Because beauty come in all sizes.
Nope.
Not just a little skinny friend of yours in the traffic face.
Right.
But everybody has beauty inside and outside, and this represents full figure women.
Here's how Here's how we look at it in America. You could be, you know, normal size, and then you could be like 20, 40, 60, 80 pounds overweight, then 100 pounds overweight. By the time you get to 374...
It's hard to see your face, really.
The beauty on the outside is gone.
I show you my face. You got a problem with me, I show you my face. And then I show you your face up your butt.
Okay. Wow, all right.
By the way, 374 pounds in the United States, that's an average sized person. I'm surprised you're Well, let's face it, we've got a lot of people bigger than that in this country.
That's not an average sized person. You're high.
I exaggerate a little bit, but I'm telling you, we have hundreds of thousands of people that big in this country. In Italy, how can that be award winning to only be that size?
Because not everybody weighs so much, he's so beautiful.
It's the beautiful factor. Now,
yeah, it's a beautiful, full-figure women.
Okay, now, again, the article I'm reading just says you step on a scale. The winner is the highest number.
Well, when they get all the beautiful women together, then they step on the scale.
I see. Okay, so you have to be beautiful to get into it.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what do you win?
The grand prize for me was osso buco, mortadella, pancetta, prosciutto di Parma, prosciutto cotto, sausage, camarade fritti, carpaccio, risotto zucco, risotto gorgonzola, fritto misto di pesce, vermicelli, ziti, penne alla labriata, linguine with clam sauce, carbonara, tortelloni ricotta with spinach, tortellino ricotta, no spinach.
Maybe you don't need
sausage, ciabatta, prosciutto, bruschetta, bresaola, capicola, insalata caprese. Fritti, pepperoni and botti, minestrone, pasta e fagioli.
Let us back up a truck with all that food in it?
They back up a truck for me to go to the food.
I see, they bring you to the food.
You can't bring the mountain to Muhammad.
I see. Yeah, all right.
Well, congratulations, that sounds like a wonderful prize. Now I see why you're so happy to be Miss Chubby.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, but now you bored me and I'm hungry.
But you're eating now. We only talked to you for 3 minutes.
I know, it makes me so hungry.
Okay. Mm. What are you eating?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But there's a lot of it.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:53.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
I don't know how much Keith is going to enjoy soccer on Saturday at the Rose Bowl.
There'll be a lot of Brazil flags. I'm sorry, flags.
Oh!
Flags. I meant flags. You know what I meant. I meant flags.
I really didn't at first.
I meant flags.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Flags. We were talking about flags.
Yeah, we were. Your homophobic hatred creeped into the conversation.
How
do you even enjoy soccer in person with all the gays there, Kevin? It must drive you crazy.
How dare you?
Come on, Kaká. Let's go, Cristiano.
All right.
Kick those balls.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Kaká.
He's a good player.
He still plays soccer, though, right?
One of the best in the world.
Yeah, well.
At soccer, yes.
I know a dude who's really good at lawn darts. Doesn't mean I want to watch him do it. Just saying. Hey, cut it out.
Who?
What?
Whoever it is that keeps tweeting Bill Cosby's dead. Seriously.
Is he dead?
We're getting on his nerves.
Oh, so no.
For the fourth time, a Bill Cosby death hoax was perpetrated and propagated on social media websites. Bill had to call into CNN last night to dispel the rumors that he was dead.
That's weird that it would happen more than once to the same person.
He's getting a little cheesed off at the fourth time around.
That's kind of funny.
Especially because his daughter called up crying to the house.
Oh, no.
Because friends and family said, just saw your father passed away, got it on my Twitter feed or saw it on Facebook or whatever.
Ouch.
And now... And then she calls up, and you can see why he would be upset about that. So he told CNN last night, I don't want this person or whatever. I don't want them to do this anymore.
I don't recognize the words that are coming out of your mouth unless you do it in the Bill Cosby voice.
Maybe psychiatrists will say I'm feeding this person's ego. But I just want to say to friends of that person, tell them to stop. Because it isn't funny.
That's better.
So that's what he told him last night.
It will be sad when he dies, which has to happen soon, and we collectively yawn because, again...
Well, he's only 73.
Yeah.
You know, he's not, you know, Maury Yohai's age, for God's sakes. Better the cheese doodle.
No.
Who passed away at the age of 90 yesterday. So just keeping in the loop.
You mentioned him. I just forgot the name.
You forgot Maury. Don't forget Maury.
Yeah.
Forbes has released their list of the top paid actresses in the world.
Top paid actresses.
Now, this includes upfront money they get for movies that they make, mm-hmm. back end money that they get if there's any profit sharing for them in the movie making.
But this isn't entertainers,
celebrity
like Oprah
endorsements.
And all that.
This is actresses.
Okay, actresses. Okay.
Celebrity endorsements, you know, perfume, clothing lines. This is what they get paid for being who they are in the course of a year.
Okay.
All right, interesting list, I think. Kristen Stewart's in the top 10. $12 million.
Oh my. She's sponsored by boredom.
That was her year. $12 million. Meryl Streep was ninth on the list with $13
million. Meryl Streep made only $1 million more than Kristen Stewart.
Well, they're equal talents, Kevin. It's a coin flip between who's a better actress.
Oh, wow.
Drew Barrymore makes $15 million in the past year. Angelina Jolie, number seven on the list, made $20 million. Just ahead of her slightly is Julia Roberts at number six.
I thought she'd be a lot higher, Julia Roberts.
Wrong, sir.
Wait till Eat, Pray, Love.
She doesn't do that many movies.
She doesn't, and she has no commercial endorsements as far as I know. She doesn't have a perfume line. She doesn't have a clothing line. She just sort of makes her movies and then goes away. Yeah, really. Her and her babies. Sarah Jessica Parker is fifth on the list. $25 million. That was her year.
Really?
Yep. Jennifer Aniston. Who hasn't made a hit movie, let me see, ever?
Well,
she does
The Breakup.
Have endorsements.
I think The Breakup is the one.
Was
that's
that
the only one. That was huge. Yeah, that was real big.
$27 million.
Okay.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
$32 million. That was her year.
Mm. Wow.
That's a year.
$32 million?
Yeah.
Is she a good actress, Ralph?
No.
I don't think so either.
I can say categorically. I can't say categorically. Categorically, she's not.
What did you do?
Reese Witherspoon, Kevin's favorite, $32 million.
Wow.
$32 million.
And she works fairly infrequently as well.
Yes. Number one, biggest money-making actress in the world, according to Forbes magazine.
Well.
Anyone have a tender guess?
Not me.
Guess?
It has to be Sandy Bullock.
Sandy? Yes.
Sandy.
Has to
Sandra
be, right?
Bullock. Sandra Bullock is number one on the list. But wait till you hear what she made over the past
year.
Wait,
what was number two?
Reese Witherspoon made $32 million. She was number two on the list. Number one on the list, Sandy Bullock.
Right, Sandy is being called
close to her.
Right, yeah.
You can call her Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Number one, how many do you think she made last year?
50.
Well, 1 year. This is a year. One year, by the way. You need to know.
$50 million.
40.
$56 million.
That was Sandra Bullock.
Wow.
And by the way, when you think about The Blind Side and The Proposal, totally worth it.
Yeah, wow. But shouldn't you take like $30 million back from All About Steve?
Well, maybe that's a good point.
Half of her net worth back to some charity once you make All About Steve. All About Steve.
Yeah. What was that?
F that movie so hard. All right, so there's your list. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Bean, hand check.
Bean's heroes.
They, of course, are Zach and Skippy from the
that's
the
right,
movie
Zach and Skippy.
Wally's Treehouse. They're a very successful TV series they enjoy. They are 18 years old today. They're legal, Bean. Congratulations.
Not my type.
Uh-huh.
Zach is his type.
But not Cody?
Yeah.
They're the same. Aren't they identical twins?
I was talking about Zach.
Efron.
Efron.
Oh. Bean likes anybody named Zach. Daniel Day Kim.
Hi!
From Lost and the upcoming Hawaii Five-O is 42 years old today. Billy Bob Thornton is 55. Richard Belzer, the Bells, celebrates his 66th birthday. And our president, Barack Hussein Obama, celebrates his 49th birthday.
I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama.
Right. Why?
I have read about him, yeah. And he's a...
What?
He's an Arab.
Oh. What?
Yeah, apparently so.
He's an Arab?
No, he's not. McCain defending Barack Obama.
I'm afraid if he wins, the black will take over.
Well, there's that possibility. Well, we're all afraid of that.
That is what's happened.
Yeah. That's why Bill Cosby had to be killed. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Hey, it's Spencer Pratt.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
That's right. Yeah.
Spencer, why are you doing jumping jacks in our studio right now?
Because got to keep that heart rate up. Wasted energy is not sick. Shakespeare said that right there, Linda.
I don't think that's how I can refute that, actually.
Hold on now. Check my hair, kid.
Yeah.
It's boiled.
That's your a new hair is
that's
boiled?
A new fad.
What are you talking about?
It's so I get it done at the Bonaparte Salon here in Beverly Hills, which is French for schwing.
All right, listen.
I don't even know what boiled hair is.
I bet you don't, dummy.
No one cares about your hair
woman.
Or your workout.
Good morning, listen, everybody. All right, fantastic.
You are not on TV right now, and it is killing you.
Oh.
You spend all of your time complaining to the press that you miss your fame and you miss the cameras and the directors and the storylines, and you're desperate to get back on any show on any channel, right?
I have to say,
begging MTV. According to this article, you're begging MTV.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like when they blacklisted people early on in Hollywood in the 1700s. I am being blacklisted. People have a vendetta against me, and that's why all projects that I'd been working on up to this point have been just dissolved because people hate the king. I'm the king. And, you know, Caesar would tell that to his soldiers in Russia
all
the time.
How would you describe yourself as the king of TV? That doesn't even make sense. You're not even on.
Well, no, what I've done up to this point.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I mean,
is it
you know, creating both offices.
No.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything to do with the office.
Ricky Gervais.
Is it
at all?
Is it possible that you're being blacklisted, which I believe may be happening, but because you're an asshole?
Listen, buddy.
With no talent?
Hey, Captain, the neck beard means never having to say you're sorry. Hold on loosely. Don't let go.
Okay, so you've lost your career. No one is interested in putting you on television. Your wife has walked out on you and officially filed for divorce this week, so that's over, right?
And your answer is you didn't even think it was a real wedding? Really?
Well, you never know, okay? In the land of Holly Weird, some things can be fake and some things can be real.
Right.
And it's like, I've had the wool pulled over my eyes since day one of stepping in this town. Thank God I have my crystals to keep me channeled.
Yeah.
And my religion and my faith.
All right, speaking of your religion and faith.
Look, Abe Lincoln said it all the time.
What did he say?
Bop.
Abe Lincoln said, but why would he? Why would he say that?
Hey, Charlie, don't surf, kid. Remember.
All right. Speaking of your religion, is it true that there is a Church of Sick Facebook
That's
page
right.
about your religion, about the Spencer Pratt religion?
I looked to my good friend Mel Gibson, and I saw that when there was turmoil in his life,
uh-huh.
he just started his own church out there in Malibizu.
He literally did just buy a Catholic church.
And
yes.
I said to myself, why can't Spence Steezy do the same thing?
Because you don't have any money?
Good point.
Right.
But what I do have is faith.
Right.
And I have my faith in the Lord. And our Father who art in heaven, Ed Hardy up above, thank God for my cloaks of dragons and rhinestones.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but...
I walk the earth.
Your church is called the Church of Sick.
That's right.
Okay, so... It sounds to me like there's no Lord or God, that there's just sick.
Listen.
That's who you worship.
The major tenets of the Church of Sick are there for you to understand and to guide you in life.
What are they?
Thin women, Bentleys, crystals, sickness.
Stuff that you no longer have.
What?
All stuff you no longer have.
You want to go check the parking lot, Kendall?
Sure.
That's right, Captain. Hey, by the way, you've been doing some push-ups or something? Looking good. I like the veins along your chest. Sick.
Spencer, every time you come in, I think that it may be the last time, but this time, I'm almost sure of it. It sounds like you're done.
What?
You're finished
every
in this town.
Every time I come in, I realize I may have a cufflink in my ass, and it's got diamonds on it. So how about you take that to the bank, kid?
Why is it in your ass?
Because I got my own fortune cookie company, and I'm mummified.
But
I'm fine. This makes sense.
Well, look at it this way. I invented England, so you can take that and stick it in your pipe and smoke
How
it.
How did you invent a country?
You didn't invent England.
All right. I'm a puma and a pet detective.
All right, thank you.
Taking over Dodger Stadium this Saturday night, Kevin and Bean Dodger Night. You can join us at 1-800-520-1067. We have baseball movies we are going to ask you to identify. Now, Kevin, you have not heard Omar's latest theme song.
No.
Let's hear it together, and then tell me if this is the worst or the best thing you've heard in a long time.
Kevin and Bean Dodger Day on Saturday night. If you want to go, name that ball flick, bitch.
I can't tell. It's right on the edge.
Are you
kidding? I don't know how he does it, but it's either awesome or it sucks so hard I can't stand it.
Are you kidding? I'm in
Where
Miami.
You come down?
I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
Worst?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. That's
Although exactly. I think he's doing it bad on purpose.
Who could tell with Omar?
All right.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. The game could not be any simpler. There have been more movies made. Maybe boxing is close, but there have been so many baseball movies made that have been great, and you've seen them. You just have to identify which movie clip you are listening to, and you join us Saturday night at Dodger Stadium for Los Angeles versus Washington. We'll take the calls in order, starting with line one. Amanda will lead us off. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
I hope you know baseball movies, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. Name this baseball movie.
Jesus. I like him very much. But he no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Ooh, good tip. Which movie is that?
Angels in the Outfield?
Nice try. Actually, that one was Major League is what we were looking for. Major League. Yeah. Thanks for playing, though.
Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Kevin and me. Hey, Lisa. Me.
Hi.
All right, here's your baseball movie. Tell us what it is.
Gabby Boone, help this guy find his seat. Hobbs, you're up.
What's the matter with you now? What do you want?
Sit down and shut up, you mouthy prima.
What do you want from me? Apology? Forget it.
Sit down and shut up, French.
What if you train me and get it over with?
Hey, Fisher, let me have a header up here.
Come on, Hobbs. You're up.
All right, Ryan, Hobbs is quite a hint there. What do you think?
Man, Rookie of the Year.
I wouldn't have gotten either of these first two either, by the way.
Oh, this one I love because...
Sorry.
It's Robert Redford in The Natural. That's the movie we're looking for, The Natural that time. Rookie of the Year, by the way, another good movie. Thanks for calling. Let's try Jonathan. He's on line three. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's your baseball movie. Tell us what it is.
What about Jackson? The Swede's pitching him right now. He'll come around. Because if Shoeless Joe ain't in, I ain't in.
Oh, that's a giveaway. Shoeless Joe. Go ahead.
It's
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Is the name of a player.
Right. What's the name of the movie? Famous movie?
No idea.
Yeah, 8 Men Out.
Eight Men Out. Yeah. Directed by the great John Sayles. Thanks for playing. All right, so far we're by ourselves out watching the Dodgers. Let's try Miley, line four. Baseball movies, ball froze, I think is what we're calling it. Miley, welcome to the show. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
I think it's ball flicks.
Yeah.
Ball flicks, sorry.
Ball fro is when you don't trim down there.
Okay, that's right.
Completely different.
Here's your movie.
Well, are you cut? Just look on the list.
Can you read, honey?
No. What's your name?
Shirley Baker.
Shirley Baker. This is you. You're with us. You're Rockford Peach.
A League of Their Own. Thank God the chick got the chick movie. Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations. You won the ball fro. I'm not sure how you get that, but
we'll see you on Saturday night. Next up is Victor. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Hello.
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 All right. Ball flicks. Listen up. Here's your baseball movie.
What the hell's going on out here?
Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
One of the best meetings at the mound of all time. What movie is that?
Is that a Field of Dreams?
No, sorry. Close, though. Right actor, Kevin Costner. That's Bull Durham we were looking for. Thanks for playing, though. All right, we got time for John. He's on line six. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's your movie.
You're a damn good bunch of boys. Probably deserved a lot better than me. It looks like we're stuck with each other. Jimmy, grab a bat. Engelberg, get your gear on. Get behind home plate.
What for?
We need to practice.
All right, little kids, what's the movie?
Dude, Bad News Bears.
Yeah!
Yeah, nicely done.
Fantastic.
All right. Squeeze in one more?
Sure.
All right. Let's try Christopher. Hi, Christopher.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Good. All right, here's your movie. Tell us what it is.
Mr. Man, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
Which baseball movie was Darth Vader in?
I have no idea.
Are you kidding me? You're not a man then. James Earl Jones, Field of Dreams is what we were looking for there. You don't deserve to come with us Saturday night, Kevin and Bean, at the ballpark.
Take it easy, Bean.
All right, more tickets for you tomorrow, or you can go to kevinandbean.com to win yours. We'll see you Saturday.
Do I have to play the outro? I don't.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I think it's part of it.
Kevin and Bean Dodger Day on Saturday night. Thanks for playing. Name that ball flick, bitch.
And now, a moment with Bean.
So, X Games 16 starts tomorrow night. This is the, what did we do? What did we find out this was, Kevin? The 18th year in a row? Something like that?
That was a moment with Bean.
That's pretty good.
X Games 16.
Yeah. I heard it was the 20th. That's what I heard. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. By the way, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg joining us on tomorrow's show, talking about their new film called The Other Guys. Very excited to be aboard of that. A lot of people, young people, may not know about Mike Tyson because he's been retired as long as you've been aware of him. But at one time,
I will kill those people that don't know about me. I'll eat them. I'll eat their faces and their children.
When was he monster of the world? When he used to go in a heavyweight fight and end it in 7 seconds?
Mid eighties.
Yeah, mid late eighties. He was the champ. I mean, he was 20 years old. He was the youngest heavyweight champion of all time, I think. And he was just as dominating a fighter as you'd ever seen. And the guy had nothing but personal problems after that. I mean, let's. He had tough upbringing, not a bright guy. Had once he lost his mentor, once his mentor, boxing manager, coach died, he really kind of lost his way and got into drugs and just ended up doing prison for rape. I mean, the guy had a bad, but he's come back in the public eye in recent years because of the movie Hangover, which he was hilarious in. And now I guess what, Kevin, he's out doing publicity for something else, right?
Well, it's not really publicity for something else. I think one of the guys on ESPN Radio is a friend of his and kind of has been in touch with him. So he said, hey, Mike, would you mind coming on doing an interview? And Mike Tyson, from what Omar tells me, had just come from the dentist. So Mike Tyson, who lists quite a bit normally, sounds even worse than normal.
Uh-oh.
But some of the stuff that he's talking about, for example, being 350 pounds.
Wow.
I never saw pictures of him at that weight.
I didn't either, but listen to the question and the answer.
You were 350 pounds then. Now you weigh
222. Yeah.
How'd you do it, Mike?
I became a vegan. I used to do a lot of training. I wanted to change my life. I felt I was dying. And I had an incident in my life where I lost my 4-year-old daughter in a tragic accident at home.
What sex is this?
I don't know. I didn't want to live anymore. So I said, in order to go there, I'm going to try to change my life. I'm going to change everything I dislike about myself and try to improve myself any way I can as a human being.
I will tell you one thing about Mike Tyson, and that is, if you saw the documentary that came out last year about him, Tyson, you realize that he is incredibly open to a fault. I mean, there is very little that he won't talk
about. There's no filter at all.
Yeah, no matter how personal it is, no matter how painful it is, he will talk about it. And for that reason, a lot of times, and it sounds like this interview is one of them, you just can't take your eyes and ears off the dude.
I changed everything about myself as a person. I stopped raping, and I stopped eating children. I changed, so I lost my weight because I stopped with the baby eating.
We saw Mike Tyson one time in a strip club in Vegas, hard to believe. And I pushed Ball Brad right into him. Shoved him.
Oh, my God.
On purpose?
Because, you know, what's going to happen? Who knows? Tyson could turn around and eat him. Who knows? It was crazy.
Or rape him.
So the announcer asks him, what is the worst part about being that heavy? And his answer, really no filter.
What was the worst part about being heavy?
It was hard to wipe my butt.
People don't talk about that much.
It was hard to wipe his
butt. I used to hire a guy to do that, but then he quit.
I wonder why.
It was too much work. He needed like a squeegee and a bucket.
So now they're talking to him about his drug habit. It's not really a drug habit, according to Mike.
Dude, I didn't have a problem with drugs or nothing. I had a problem with thinking. My thinking was broken. You know what I mean? That was the solution of my broken thinking, using drugs and living crazy. But there was nothing, you know, just the way I was thinking.
By the way, that's my problem, too.
I kept thinking that I wanted more drugs. That's what my thinking problem was.
Now he's talking about in the bad days when he was doing a lot of drugs, he would get the drugs from drug dealers and then not pay them. Because he's Mike Tyson.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
What are they going
to
do?
I got people saying, yo, man, when you go to pay for the drugs? And I said, well, you know, what's the problem? I don't got the money. I can't pay you. And he said, well, I got to pay somebody. Well, I said, tell the guy you have to pay to come talk to me. And I'm Mike Tyson, big superstar, international superstar, and I'm robbing a drug dealer. What happened? What happened to my life? No, really, what happened to my life? I'm this international star, and now I'm shaking down a drug dealer.
That's funny. It's funny to be broke and do drugs.
But didn't he seem like he was really like, what happened to me that I would do that?
Impressed that he had the self-awareness.
Right.
I wasn't sure how...
It's Robin Givens' fault. She made me be drugs and also broke.
Now, his most high-profile movie, aside from Tyson, which was the documentary that probably not everyone saw, The Hangover.
Yeah.
Huge. Why did he do it?
Did you have any idea The Hangover, when you were shooting it, was going to be that big?
No, I was doing that to supply my drug habit.
That's it. I did that so I could get money for drugs.
Okay.
That's why I did it. I needed drug money.
Bummer.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So then he talks about Tyson, the documentary, which was fascinating. If you haven't seen that, it's out on DVD, where he talks about himself, and that's where you realize, A, he's kind of retarded. Yeah. I mean, he's probably got an IQ of like 10. And...
What'd you say about me?
You have an IQ of 110.
That's what I thought you said.
Right. So he talks about the movie Tyson and why did he do that. And this is even more shocking than The Hangover.
And Cam Film said, I had no idea, but I said, wow, this is going to be real good. We're going to sell this stuff at 42nd Street on bootleg and we're going to get a lot of money. So this is my best thinking on drugs. You know, we're going to do this on 42nd Street. We're going to produce it. People are going to see this. All these guys are going to see it and go crazy. And we're going to do great on bootleg. And no, it wasn't that way. It was an international success.
So he didn't expect it to be a success. He just wanted to sell it on 42nd Street in New York and get drugs.
Oh, God.
He wanted to sell DVDs out of the back of his car.
Right. Mm. So then they ask what I thought was a fascinating question about what Mike Tyson thinks of Mel Gibson in his situation. Mike Tyson, a guy who's had a lot of problems with his anger as well.
Would you lay low if you're Mel Gibson?
No way. You know, you got to live your life, man. Mel just has to live his life. You know, he'll get it together. We all have rage problems. Everybody has handled it differently.
He's mad at his woman.
Listen, that's what they call the dark side of love.
And I'm not giving you my house, and you can rot unless you crawl back, and say you're sorry in that order.
It's a possibility I could look up to this guy. At one point in my life, I could have actually looked up to this guy.
could have been my hero.
Yeah, I love him, and I love Apocalypto. Because it's about tigers in the jungle and fighting them.
You didn't see Apocalypto.
I did. I can't say Apocalypto, but I saw it.
What was the worst part about being heavy?
It was hard to wipe my butt.
That's the best part. All right. So if you take anything away from today, people, it's don't become 350 pounds. Because if you do, butt wiping.
And also, don't get Dane Bramage.
Right.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got, how about some news on the way? Also, Foo Fighters Rise Against. Then we'll hear Soundgarden at the top of the hour. They have a new song, by the way, from an old album, never before heard, called Black Rain, coming out next month. New greatest hits album from Soundgarden, a song from the Bad Moto Finger Sessions that has never been released. It's going to be part of that collection. So new old Soundgarden soon here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Pete. What's going on?
I got to run. I am in a bit of a hurry.
Why?
I had to go blow my brains out. I'll be right back.
Who really lame got a really good job?
Creator of the TV show Bones over there on Fox tells Entertainment Weekly that he has cast Mike the Situation Sorrentino in an upcoming episode of Bones.
No.
Apparently he will play a fitness guru and star David Boreanaz and co-star Emily Deschanel are both on board with the idea because apparently Emily watches the Jersey Shore and says her character knows the lingo and the behavior. She'll be down with the whole Guido stuff. I guarantee that there'll be a fist pump.
Wow.
I'd like to use my fist as well, Emily.
I think Ralph, not on the dance floor.
I think Ralph speaks for a lot of people in Southern California that are trying to make it in the acting business.
There are now graduates from the Yale School of Drama right now who are bussing tables.
Unemployed.
Who just heard that story, and we're all going to just make up a big batch of Kool-Aid and go up Jonestown style.
Imagine if you were up for the Situation's role on Bones, but you were also up for the role that Justin Bieber got on CSI. How would you be feeling this week?
Oh, you'd be dead. Take your own life.
There needs to be a posse started. I'm starting a posse. I know a posse.
Can
is
you
sort
start
of
a posse?
An outmoded school of vigilanteism, but
right.
It's time to start getting up a posse.
You wanted to be a superhero for a long time, so what would it be?
I got to get some horses first, okay. And then I'm going to get a posse, and then we're going to start riding through this town and cleaning it up, like the old town sheriffs used to be, old-timey sheriffs.
On horses. What if the people are chasing you in cars?
We're going to say, Mike Sorrentino, string them up! We're going to take justice into our own hands, because it's out of control. Showbiz justice. That's what we need.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Showbiz justice.
I want to be the sheriff of showbiz.
The Showbiz Justice League. That's what you could call it.
That's right.
Whatever happened to our campaign, albeit a weak attempt, to get you as the new unofficial mayor of Hollywood once Oldie Oldster died?
Yeah, that went by the wayside.
That was responded to with a...
Care for me. I think Gary Owens is the new mayor, isn't he?
Oh, you would have been so much better because you're the sheriff of showbiz.
Well, he can be the mayor. I just want to be the sheriff.
You could clean up this town.
Does anybody have the sheriff position?
I don't believe they do.
All right.
I want a hat. I want a badge. I want a horse. And I want a six-gun full of silver bullets.
You've got two items for your campaign. One is Adam West gets a star in the Mother Effin' Walk of Fame.
That's right.
Two is the Situation and Justin Bieber get fired from their respective shows.
And why do they need silver bullets?
Because that's how they stay dead.
All right.
In case they're werewolves.
All right.
Let's talk about more entertainment news, shall we? Can you go on?
Yes.
If Mary Hart isn't the host of Entertainment Tonight anymore.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is she still doing it?
Yeah, she's still doing it.
Guys, I went to a charity auction where she was the hostess of it, and there's no one on this planet that's more annoying when she's not reading cards.
She
I don't watch
smiley.
Her on
she
I don't,
is smiley.
I don't watch her on Entertainment Tonight, but in person, I wanted to cut my own throat. Just annoy and ing.
She's the fakest person in the
yes.
world.
Yes, that fake smiling, that fake laughing.
She's a little sweet, as they say. She may be out as the host of E.T. at the end of her contract, which is this year. Word is that Insider anchor Lara Spencer would take over.
Lara?
Tell us about the woman with the face removed, Lara.
which would be equally as annoying, by the way. That Lara Spencer's no better. But
the TV star caught the middle of a dangerous herd of hippos.
Yes, Lara. Tell us about the hippos.
The world's smallest pregnant woman confined to a wheelchair.
I'm at the hospital with her condition today.
Did this 2-foot-tall mom give birth to a healthy baby? Were there complications?
No,
that's
the 2-foot mom.
Wheels, Lara.
The 2-foot mom gave birth to an 8-pound baby.
Lara, if you want to have
oral sex with me. Just give me a nod. And then, yeah, do some blow. Lara.
She's been with the show since 1982.
Unbelievable.
Since
the
beginning.
What? 1982?
1982 is when Entertainment Tonight went on the air. That's when Mary Hart started with the program.
Yeah, she needs to go.
She and the Teschenator.
Yep.
Forget it. He was the
Teschenator left, yeah, as we call him.
He went on to
bigger and better things.
Play the theremin, I think. That's what he does now. And Twilight films. Twilight fans, take note. Right now, about 4,000 fat 14-year-old girls just had Cheetos drop out of their mouth because I mentioned the world
Twilight.
Oh,
they don't drop the Cheetos.
They keep on chewing?
They keep chewing.
The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 has a release date.
All right.
As you know, the first Breaking Dawn film, Part 1, will be in theaters right before next Thanksgiving on November 18th, 2011.
Okay.
Breaking Dawn Part 2 will be out on November 16th, 2012. So please mark your calendars, 2012, for Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Those girls have anything going on in 2012.
That's a super long time from now.
Let's see. I got all that time to not shave my legs, to not have a date. Oh, I can get some more cats by then. That's what they're thinking.
There should be a moratorium on trailers and everything else, unless it's like at least a month out, because then you get excited and you go, summer 2011, what?
Yeah, they do that a lot.
And speaking of future movies, William Shatner may have a new gig.
Yes!
Oh, thank God.
He doesn't work enough.
Not working enough.
You guys were talking to him this week for his new show. Well, he may return one more time to reprise his role as the legendary Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Really?
Apparently, he is talking to his J.J. Abrams. He and J.J. have become good buddies. And, of course, J.J. Abrams is the man behind the reboot of the Star Trek franchise.
It was great.
There may be a way to work in Captain Kirk one more time into the franchise before he retires the character. So,
well, they did a great job of working Spock into the first
movie.
They sure
did. Yeah.
That was a great, great film. I'm looking forward to the next one. Today's celebrity birthday is actor-comedian Richard Belzer, 66 years old today. Billy Bob Thornton celebrates his 55th birthday.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, the day you were born, 55 years ago.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means you were born 55 years ago, Billy.
But you wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would
no,
you?
No, I wouldn't, because it's not his birthday. It's your birthday.
Oh, never mind.
Wow. Daniel Day Kim is 42 years old today. From Lost and the upcoming Hawaii 5-0.
Oh,
Dylan and Cole Sprouse. There's Zach and Cody. And Bean has got their poster tacked up over his bed.
Yeah.
In my defense, Brenda Song is on that show, and that's really why I watch, because she's Wendy Wu, Princess Warrior.
Yeah. Like, you don't have the
all right. That's creepy.
Like, you don't have the Sweet Life lotion dispenser by your bed.
Oh! No, I don't.
Is there a Chris Hansen hotline? Can you call him and go, I'm worried?
There should be like a bat signal up in the sky.
She's in her 20s, by the way, Brenda Song is. She's just been famous for a long time, but she's old enough.
And President Barack Obama celebrates his 49th birthday. Happy birthday.
So what happens when we go out to a party with some sisters, huh?
Well, you
about to nail them all.
Yeah, I guess you're the president. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You smell what Barack is cooking.
I do. It smells like birthday cake. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I feel like we've been working with Kevin for all these years, Ralph, and we're just now starting to peel back the layers to uncover the mystery that is Kevin
this
Ryder.
This show's just his cover.
Guys,
thank you for noticing that.
That's right. He is a covert ops.
Thank you.
He shows up and he's wacky DJ with brain damage, but in reality, he drives out of the parking lot here every day and goes off and does like secret spy stuff where he's the smartest man in the world and no one would ever suspect it was him.
DJ brain damage. I think it has to be his new moniker.
So just go by
all right.
That?
Yeah. You'll know why we're fascinated with Kevin's take on this story in a moment, but here's the story basically. Waterloo, I want to say Iowa. I'm just guessing.
It is Iowa, yeah.
Okay, a neighbor's loud music drove a man to do crazy things. Do we have news audio on this story, by the way?
No, but we have this.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
Carl Harold, 62 years old, had been calling the police repeatedly to complain that his neighbors were playing, in his words, hippie music.
Yeah,
now,
hippie
I don't
tunes.
Know what, you know, he's 62 years old. Hippie music could be the Sgt. Pepper album by the Beatles. We don't know what he means by hippie music, but he just got tired of it. I think you can put yourself in his shoes. Everybody has been in a situation where they had a neighbor who's, you know, too loud all the time. So he's complaining. Nothing ever happens. So he snapped. He drove down to a junkyard and bought one of those giant air horns that goes on a long-distance truck.
And he hooked it up with a power supply on his back deck and then attached a button to it so that he could sit in his living room on his couch.
I like the laziness of this. He can just sit there and push a
button. It takes a lot of work to put that together, though.
Sure.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, he had to run a hose to an air compressor to power and everything like that. So he's got a button now. So periodically, as the neighbors are playing their loud music, he hits a button and this enormous air horn that can be heard for blocks around blasts right at the neighbor. Yeah.
I like that solution. That's
Those
a good
truck
solution.
Horns are the real deal, too. Yeah, if you've ever been on the road and you have a trucker get behind you and let loose with that, it is pretty serious.
That's just a little one. That's nothing compared to this one.
So you can see what happened. The neighbor, the one who was playing the loud hippie music, he called the police on our boy with the air horn. The police came and arrested the air horn guy.
I'm surprised because the hippies and the man, the fuzz, usually don't get along, you know? Usually when they smell bacon, they go the other way.
That's right. So anyway, so he was arrested, led away in handcuffs, and the police, while he was there, told the neighbor to keep the music down. But we've all had situations like this. Everybody can identify with the frustration this guy felt. For God's sakes, Ralph, you told us you lived next door to the people who were doing the chanting for like a year, right?
I lived in an apartment in Hollywood, and it was like a duplex, so we had a driveway between us, and the neighbor's window faced my window, and I didn't have air conditioning, so the windows were always open, and he would have over a chant group every day.
Good times.
And they would chant incessantly. But compound that by about 30 people stuffed into his house, and it would go on for hours and hours and hours. And I'd get home from the show and try to take a nap, and all through the window I'd hear, nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom. Drives you crazy, right?
Oh, makes you nuts.
So what'd you do?
Shot him.
I don't remember how you handled that. You moved, right?
I did move. That's what happened. I moved, yeah.
We're going to be taking your calls. If you've been in a situation like this where you've had the loud neighbor, how did you handle it, especially if it led to some sort of drama and the police were involved? We want to hear about it. Now, Kevin, now I want to get to your story because you took matters into your own hands in a completely different way.
Why
tell us about
the police? My neighbor had this elaborate system of security, cameras and you know, the horn sirens and everything, uh-huh. right? So at night, the horn kept going off. Like, there's nothing going on, but this horn, which was pointed right at our house, would go off. And it was the same, you know, loudness of the horn the guy got arrested for. Like, four nights out of a week, it went off.
Wow.
And it just, everybody in the house has a heart attack. So I knew he had cameras. So I put on
now, before we get to this. Was there a step ahead of what you're about to tell us? Did you go over and say, hey, dude, I'm sorry to bother you, but your alarm keeps going off in the middle of the night? What's up?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Nothing I can do about it.
Is he not home when it happens?
Oh, he's home, yeah. It just goes off.
Was he having prowler problems?
No. No.
Was it like a raccoon in the neighborhood that kept setting it off?
I don't know if it was a squirrel in the front yard. I don't know. But it kept going off, and it would blast right at our house.
But he showed no signs of wanting to rectify the situation.
So I went to him, and I said, is there any way you could point the horn to anyone else's house, just not mine? Because I was literally right next door. Nope.
Wow.
Has to be that way. So I put on a ski mask, and I went around.
Hold on. Don't bury the lead.
Well, he has cameras. Yeah.
Don't rush over the key point.
Do you go buy a ski mask just for this?
No, I had one. He has security cameras, right?
Right.
So you
grab a ski mask,
right,
and you literally
and a ladder.
Pull it over your face.
Right.
As if to disguise yourself a la a cat burglar.
Correct.
Is this at night?
Of course.
No, Lisa. He's running around the ski mask at day.
What's the point of a ski mask?
You're drawing more attention to yourself if it's during the day and you got a ski mask on.
So I grab a ladder, and I don't jump my fence because I don't want him to identify me. So I go around to
the... Did you put a ski mask on the fence so he wouldn't know whose fence it was?
I went around to the neighbor on the other side of him, and I jumped that fence.
So now you've trespassed on two properties.
Well, I'm thinking now if he sees something on his video cameras, he'll think it's from that house.
Oh, very clever.
No way. What time of night is this?
Not midnight.
Midnight. You're out there in a ski mask at midnight. By the way, at this point, I don't know how the story ends, but you're begging to be shot. You know that, right?
With a ladder. I had a ladder with me because the speaker was way up high. It was pointed right at my house.
I'm sure that
was
very
carrying big
quiet.
Bags that had dollar signs written on them. It's like a comic strip bad guy.
I know it sounds stupid, but
no.
But it worked in that I put the ladder up. I climbed up by the speaker for his, you know, security, mm-hmm. and I just disconnected it.
Wow.
I just disconnected his speaker.
Very strong.
So now someone could break into the house. Who would have any idea?
No sound.
But and he doesn't know it's disconnected.
Right? But
he just thinks it's not going off.
Right. So then, but then it never goes off toward my house again.
Excellent.
Who's the smart guy now?
Come on.
Who's the smart guy now?
Very well done. You are practically salt. Way to go.
Of course, that family was murdered in a home invasion robbery, but still.
The next night.
There was no more sound. That's all that matters.
But it didn't wake Kevin up as they screamed.
That's very important.
That is fantastic. So you handled it without the fuzz.
Look, sometimes you have to take things into your own hands. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess so. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's take one real quick, and then we'll come back with all your calls. How did you handle the noisy neighbors? That's what we want to know about. Let's try Paul. Paul's got lesbians involved in his story. He's on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling. What happened, dude?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mr. Mack.
Good morning.
Hey, Paul.
So I was in college at the time. I had two neighbors that they were, in fact, lesbians. They were really nice, nice during the day. But when the booze came out and they got really drunk, they would always be fighting. And when they fighting, they would scream so loud at each other. And it was the most stupidest stuff that I got tired of it. I had to go in there and I broke it up. I basically opened up their apartment door, walked in.
Wow.
And, I
could have got your ass kicked. They were lesbians.
They were tough, but man, they were falling over each other. They were pulling clothes. They were
I'm talking about. Let's get back to this.
Did you break it up with your penis?
I did what you guys suggested. I took matters into my own hands. I didn't need to call the police.
Hey, wait, we didn't suggest that. We just said that's what I did.
Did you go into the apartment wearing a ski mask by any chance?
All right, last question for you then, Paul. Did you have ever have any trouble after that, after you spoke up?
No, actually, it was getting toward the end of the semester, and then we were all moving out anyway, so that was pretty much the only
So Lindsay and Samantha moved on.
Yeah,
all right, good. All right, thank you. Bye.
Hilarious. All right.
That story should end in a three-way, if any story ever should.
No, you're right about that.
They're all worked up, and they were pulling each other's clothes. Next thing you know, wobbly H.
520-1067.
Wobbly H with two girls and a guy.
A strap on. That's the toll-free number. Your calls when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about a story out of Iowa with a guy who was arrested for blowing a truck air horn at his neighbor in response to how often his neighbor would play the loud music. And it kind of got us on the topic of how you handle those neighbors that are making too much noise. My partner, the Hamburglar, took matters into his own hands, as did Kevin and Bean listener Kendry, who writes in, I once had a neighbor with a car that he would park in front of my house and had a very sensitive alarm. It used to go off about 5 minutes every single night. I got tired of talking to him and asking him to park in his garage. So one night, I did like Kevin, took it into my own hands, went over and cut the cable to his horn. I've been sleeping like a baby ever since. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What do you do if there's tons of noise coming from the neighbors? How do you handle it? Let's try Robert. He's on line 8. If you're going to hear a lot of noise, this isn't the worst noise in the world you could hear. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Good.
So you were living in military housing, right?
Yes. I was living in military housing down in San Diego, and my neighbors, they would always fight at night or have sex really loud.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And we weren't supposed to have pets, like cats or dogs, in housing. And, well, I found out that they had a dog.
Right.
So what I did was I called the main office and had them evicted.
But then you missed out on all that sexy time every night.
It wasn't fun, though.
It wasn't fun. All right, so you handled it by having them evicted. That's how you handled it. Okay, very good. Thank you for the call. Let's try Steve. He's on line 2. He's in a very delicate situation. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi.
So we live in an apartment complex and share walls, you know, with a couple people. And
by walls, you mean basically paper.
Basically paper.
Yeah.
and our neighbor is mentally handicapped.
Oh. That makes things complex.
It makes things a little tough. And he really, really likes to sing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that?
Well, we've started playing Name That Tune.
Oh, really? So you start a game and you bet on it. And then as soon as he starts singing, you have to see who can identify it first.
Exactly.
And then you take a shot, I hope.
I like it. Then take a shot.
What, it, at the kid?
It keeps it interesting.
No, a shot.
A shot of alcohol.
Oh, alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. Yeah. I see. All right, Steve, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh,
yeah, you don't
you don't necessarily want that. Why don't we try Justin? He started a sound war on line 7. Hi, Justin. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I live in about a 300-unit apartment complex.
Right.
You know, all the walls are all shared. And in the middle of the night one night, I start hearing this freaking techno music coming from the one right above me. Just bumping and bumping. And they're elephants themselves, too. So maybe they'll dance along with it. But I'm a bass player and not a very good one at that. But so I just turned my stage amp straight at the ceiling, crank it to 10, and practiced for 2 hours. And, I wouldn't even really call it practice. But they turned it down, and then I kept playing. And then they started banging on the floor, and I kept playing.
Yeah.
And they haven't turned it on since. So.
Nice! Awesome.
How about that? You gave them a dose of their own medicine, huh?
Yep.
You could have played better. You were just trying to make noise.
No, not really. I'm a punk bassist. So
okay, all right.
Terrible.
So you don't even have to be talented. All right, thank you for the call. Let's try to squeeze in two more. Man, we got some great calls on this. Let's say John real quick. He's on line 1. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened, dude?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
There's a guy who knows what he's doing.
When I lived in Long Beach, bad neighborhood, had a junkie that would shoot us and pass out with his TV for full blast.
Leave it on all night?
Worst.
Yeah, all night. So I'd end up waking up, and I'd just go over to his house and shut the power off from his service panel.
Just the entire power of everything, so everything would go out.
Yeah, his alarm clock, if he had to get up to go to work for some reason, if he actually had a job.
So you know, he wakes up, he's got not only no TV, he's got no lights, he's got no refrigerator, everything's gone. How about that? How often did you do that? Just one time?
No, I probably did it like 4 or 5 different times.
All right. And
he had to be thinking, why do I keep blowing the breaker of my power? What's going on?
I got to stop doing so many drugs. I don't remember turning off the power.
That's amazing. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let's do one more. Drake is on line 3. He's got a different sort of problem. Hey, Drake, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
So I was living in Arizona at the time, and a neighbor of mine had a chicken coop with a rooster. The rooster would crow every morning, and it was quite irritating. So I did some online research and learned that
you bought a 22.
Weasels were the natural enemy of chickens of
roosters.
Poultry. Yeah,
okay.
Roosters. So I go out in Arizona and I buy 2 ferrets. And I let them roam around the backyard and walk in and out of the house. Well, the ferrets weren't satisfied just scaring the rooster. The ferrets ended up killing the rooster one morning.
A disaster. You must have been so broken up.
Well, yeah. So, and I learned about this because my neighbor came over with the dead rooster in hand, furious. I was defending my ferrets, who were nowhere to be found. He didn't have me walk over and look at the chicken coop and little tiny bloody ferret footprints in and out of the chicken coop. My ferrets ended up, you know, being back in the house, playful as ever, covered in, you know, obvious.
So what happened with the neighbor? Did he make you pay for it? Did he get another rooster? What happened?
You know what? He was furious. He forced me to buy him another rooster. Luckily, I did a little bit more online research, and I found a breed of rooster that doesn't crow. So
nice.
There you go. There's a win-win right there.
Wow, beautiful. Win-win.
Beautiful story. Everyone wins except for the rooster your ferrets killed. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, it was a great dinner.
Lisa, how long would you have to live to find yourself in a ski mask hopping somebody's fence at midnight?
Ever. That's forever.
That is not even close to the first time I've done that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. Have you heard of WikiLeaks? You guys seen WikiLeaks?
It's been
in the news a lot lately.
Is this the military secret one?
Yes, yeah. This is a site, and basically what they do, they've been around for years. What they do is, and by the way, I don't agree with a lot of what they do because I think potentially there's classified material that ends up on the internet that, you don't know what the impact that might have on military folks around the world. But what they basically do is they're trying to expose, quote unquote, the secrets of the government and the military. So they were in the news a lot recently because they published 75,000 pages of official U.S. military documents having to do with the last 6-7 years in Afghanistan. understand.
Oh, wait, how do they find 75,000 pages? Wouldn't you think like 20 pages would be a lot?
Yeah.
They got leaks. They got people inside who were giving them stuff. So a lot of what this is it's detailed reports about, hey, today we went out into Kabul and we did this raid and here's who got shot and here's what happened and here's our official reports. A lot of that sort of thing. That's kind of internal government stuff. So anyway, so they're prosecuting the guys who they think are behind the leaks, but it's been a tremendous amount of news. The president says, hey, it's not that big a deal. There's nothing that's really going to hurt us. It's nothing we weren't aware of, nothing we hadn't already discussed. But we wanted to find out more about this breaking story because, you know, that's what the Kevin Bean Show is all about, is late breaking news.
That's right.
And we do have an expert that we happen to be friends with who is Sergeant Shred Ripmaster, and he joins us via satellite phone in Afghanistan right now. Hi, Sergeant. How are you?
Hello there, you slack-jawed maggot hippies. How is it egregiously taking advantage of freedom this morning?
It's quite good, actually.
I think we're actually having a good day, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, I'm over here sacrificing for the country!
All right, okay. No need to shoot. You don't have to shoot anyone while we're on the phone, Sergeant. All right. So, Shred, so you heard my introduction, yes, that I basically get it right about the WikiLeaks. This is paperwork having to do with what you guys have been doing in Afghanistan the last few years.
You got it right, and anytime sensitive information is released to the public, it compromises the safety of U.S. troops.
Have you gone through the papers, the 75,000 papers? Have you looked at what has been leaked, and is it important?
I sure have, right, Kevin. I've gone over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay.
And there is some sensitive information that I said definitely compromises not only the troops, but our strategy here in the Middle East.
Like what?
Well,
recap it for us again.
I don't know if I have time to go over 7,500 pages, you douche.
75,000, but go ahead.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This is only the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's going on over here in Afghanistan? It's really hell.
Well,
and I've been through 14 tours in 11 foreign wars.
14?
You do right. Keep re-upping. The sense that we get from the media here, Sergeant, is that if anything, if there's one theme, it's that maybe Pakistan isn't being as helpful as they might be toward us finding
these
the Taliban.
People have no respect for human life. Their culture's completely different than ours, and there's a reason why we're over here. Do you understand that in the mountains of Mazar Sharif, they're taking in fish and broccoli into the office microwave, and they're cooking that right there in the office microwave? Stinks up the whole place!
Wait, your complaint is that they're stinking up the whole place with the microwave?
Oh, that's inconsiderate. You know.
Is this some of the stuff in the
three clicks north of the Heart Valley here in Trash Canistan? Oh, God. They're talking on their cell phones in movie theaters.
Okay, but that doesn't.
That's not sensitive information, though.
Oh, maybe it's not, too. You guys like Cedric the Entertainer?
Yeah.
No.
American.
Okay, but Sergeant...
That's right,
Sergeant,
Red,
I don't know what that means.
Okay, but Sergeant Ripmaster, these... the types of things you're describing don't have anything to do with, really, the war on terror, though. You're just talking about minor inconveniences
in
really? The field.
Have you been to war?
I have not, no.
You know
I
what
not,
it's
sir.
Like to be in a Huey and the Rice Patty?
No.
I don't think you do, so shut your goddamn mouth. You understand what they're doing right here in Macaque?
What? And where?
And
that's
where?
Right, Macaque, Afghanistan. By the way, we could do a lot with Macaque.
I bet you could.
True. A lot of resources here.
Right.
A lot of untapped resources. We could. I mean, my cock has got a lot to give back to the world.
Macaque.
Macaque.
That's right. Macaque.
Right.
That's the name of the location Macaque, that we're discussing.
Right. Okay. You're going out on dates with ladies, having sex with them, not calling them back.
But that's...
Okay, but
we're
going to...
Get them,
Sergeant! We're talking about leaks.
You ever tried to do squats with no legs, Kevin?
No. Well, how would you do squats with no legs?
That's hard. I've seen a lot of things.
Right, but I'm saying these WikiLeaks are all a little bit more important than what you're talking about. That's my fear, is that this is important stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah, bruised it a little bit. Necessarily sat down on the toilet with it or anything, but
all right. Well, we're going to let you get back to that, Sergeant Shred Ripmaster. We didn't mean to interrupt. We just thought you might have some insight on
you
the story.
You guys got any heroin?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm waking up to the sound of mortifier every night.
You need heroin?
Yes, sir! Okay. Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
That was close.
And it is 8:53.
This is Adam West. Get a life, Ralph.
Oh, come on. How are you going to come into him like that? He just came in here to do the showbiz beat. Wow.
I miss Adam. I miss Adam so much.
I know. I
think how long has it been since you talked to him?
I think he's vacationing in Palm Springs right now. Then he's getting ready to go to Chicago for the big Chicago con. He's going to make an appearance there.
How do you know all that?
I'm thinking of flying out for that weekend. just to spend some time with you.
Because you're not on Twitter.
It's been too long.
You're not on Twitter.
No, I'm not on Twitter.
How do you know that?
Because.
You're on Facebook. You see him on Facebook, though.
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Okay. Is that how you found out?
By the way, everyone who keeps trying to friend me on Facebook, it's nothing personal, but I reserve my Facebook page really for like my friends and family and stuff.
Right.
So I usually don't take a bunch of listeners in because I just think it makes it unwieldy. And
so you're a dick.
Sort of, you know.
So you're too good for the regular people.
No, it's just that's not what I use it for.
Ah.
I'm not like Psycho Mike who just says, oh, give me love, please, please just sign up to my Facebook page, you know?
I need more friends!
I actually use this to communicate with my friends.
Right.
And my family. So if I don't respond to your friending, and this has happened often or not, I try to write back and say, thanks, but I'm not really using this for that.
That's a response
sometimes,
I got.
Sometimes I don't do that.
It's a response I got.
So if I just ignored your friending request, it's nothing personal. It's just that's not what it's about.
Four times I got that.
Maybe I should start like a separate, you know, Ralph from K-Rock page.
Not so friends.
Not so much friends. People who have heard my name page. Maybe they should have that option.
Now, Ralph, I'm not on, this is Bean speaking, I'm not on Facebook at all.
Inexplicably, by the way.
That is hard to imagine.
Of all things internet, Bean chooses to be a part of Facebook, he ignores.
I don't care for the people. But my question is, if I were on Facebook and tried to request you to be my friend, would you write back the same thing Kevin got, which was no?
Of course.
Or would you allow me in?
I don't think Kevin ever has written me, by the
way.
No, I
was just joking.
I don't know if he's on Facebook or not, but I would accept him. I would accept him.
I see.
If he had ever friended me, which he didn't, and he's on Facebook, so I don't know how to take that, quite frankly.
I check my Facebook like once every month.
But you, I probably would decline.
You wouldn't allow me into your inner circle.
I get an ass full of you on a regular basis. Yeah. And I don't think I need to. Oh, today's the day that is the anniversary of the invention of twine. I don't need that posted on my walls.
Although, August 2010, there are 5 Sundays, 5 Mondays, and 5 Tuesdays. That hasn't happened in 150 years.
You're not allowed to
see
do that
on
the
saying?
Air.
See what I'm saying? This is what would come to my Facebook page. And so I can't have that. I can't afford that. I don't cotton to that.
You shouldn't. That's ridiculous.
And then my friends and family who do read my page would see that posted there. And they would say, who is this guy and why is he him?
And why are you friends with him?
Right.
More importantly.
Then there's a lot of explanations
make
that
you
need
look
to go
bad.
On. And it just gets more and more complicated. So,
hey, Ralph. This is Adam West.
Hey, Adam.
You know, even I am getting tired of your talking about me.
I'm just saying he's going to be in Chicago at the Comic-Con there, and I'm thinking going. That's all I'm saying. You know, he was at the Philadelphia Con a week before I went to Philadelphia this year, and it just broke my heart. Because how cool would it have been to hang out with Adam in my own hometown? Getting cheesesteaks together, catching a game.
What's happening right now?
Just talking about love.
I don't give a f***.
I'm talking about love. That's all.
I am not dead sir. Please do not believe the Twitter that says I'm being dead.
So Bill Cosby's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see.
All right.
Because the Jell-O pudding pops keep you alive, you see.
How does that rumor get started? Why would somebody make up Bill Cosby?
I don't know, but this week it swept the internet yet again, that beloved TV dad Bill Cosby.
Told you it would work.
What?
said that he is indeed alive and well. He has no idea how the internet rumor got started. By the way, this is the 4th time this has happened to him, and he's getting a little cheesed off. Because his daughter called him up in tears, saying, you're dead.
And I'm on the phone with you, and I'm speaking with the words, how could I be dead, sir?
So tomorrow we should talk to Bill Cosby in heaven.
You see.
All right.
He's not dead.
Bill Cosby in heaven.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What?
Great list from Forbes magazine of the top 10 highest paid actresses last year. This is not only the money they make for movies, but whatever they make on the back end, which is any profit participation they may have in their films. Plus, any celebrity endorsements, clothing lines, etc., etc., etc. But these are the most money-making actresses of last year. Here's the top 10 list. Kristen Stewart with $12 million, number 10. Meryl Streep is 9th. Drew Barrymore turns in at number 8. Angelina Jolie at $20 million she earned last year is 7th on the list. She only made $20 million. How's she going to feed all those kids, which
That's
is $20
true.
Million? Dollars? Good thing it's a two-income family. Julia Roberts is number 6 on the list. Sarah Jessica Parker made $25 million. That is a lot of oats.
It is.
That's all I'm saying. Jennifer Aniston was 4th on the list with $27 million. Cameron Diaz was 3rd. Reese Reese Witherspoon was second on the list. She made $32 million last year.
What was her big...
I'm trying to think.
I think she has some endorsements.
She was in Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn, I think, last year, wasn't she? That did pretty well for itself, but still. A lot of money. Number one on the list, by far, Sandra Bullock. With $56 million last year.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still can't keep a man. All that money can't keep a man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just goes to show you, men are not interested in your money, ladies. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They should have thought about that before she drove her husband into the arms of another woman.
That's right. One small swastika tattoo would have fixed her whole problem, but no, had to go look elsewhere for it.
Oh, come on. Those kinds of jokes aren't helping.
You know how it is when you got to look for Nazis elsewhere. Not easy to find. The MTV Video Music Award nominations came out yesterday. Nobody we really care about, but Lady Gaga nominated for 13 VMAs this year. 13.
Wow. Why?
Is that all of them?
That is almost all of them, yeah.
Come on.
Eminem got 8 nods.
All right.
For his latest album, Recovery. And Justin Bieber picked up his first ever MTV nomination as Best New Artist.
I wonder if he'll win so they can get him to come to the show.
I wonder.
I wonder if that would increase ratings if he appeared.
I wonder if there'll be a room full of hair products backstage waiting for him.
Because there's no question he is the best new artist. It's just a question of whether they give him the award, right?
How dare you. Awards will be handed out here in Los Angeles on September the 12th, so we will be flying to New York to cover that. Look forward to that trip. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richard Belzer, actor and comedian, is 66 years old today. Actor Billy Bob Thornton celebrates his 55th birthday.
Well, it's mashed potatoes and no gravy. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, it's just a birthday, Bill. So happy birthday.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's definitely your birthday. I looked it up. It's you were 55 years old today.
Well, I think it's odd that you have to smoke inside of White Stripe outside.
Well, I'm not smoking at all.
I don't know what that means.
He's lost.
Birthday.
We've lost Billy Bob. I don't know.
Daniel Day Kim.
Hey!
Of lost fame and soon to be seen on Hawaii 5-0. Hawaii, as they say in the islands.
Sure.
He is 42 years old today. Dylan.
I've never met him.
I wouldn't imagine that you had. Dylan and Cole Sprouse are 18 years old today. Bean is thrilled. So now all of his fantasies are legal. They, of course, are Zach and Spiffy.
Zach and Spiffy.
Yes, Zach and Spiffy is correct. They made a porno.
Uncle Jim's Bomb Shelter.
Yes.
A very popular show on Nickelodeon. They are 18 years old. And Barack Obama. I almost said Billy Bob Thornton again. We don't need any more of that. Barack Obama celebrates his 49th birthday today.
This don't make much sense, does it? We're at war with the Middle East, but we want somebody for president with a name like Barack Hussein Obama.
Right.
Give us a break.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
Right. I love her so much.
She sounds like a cartoon.
She does.
But that person lives in our country and is real.
Her vote counts as much as yours.
That's what I'm saying. We need to go back to a monarchy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Ralph has one more look at the showbiz beat on the Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday edition coming up. First, though, check into your email. We get lots of response via the email. You can get all of our email addresses at kevinandbean.com. Here's a question we get from time to time that I don't think we've really addressed much on the air. This is from Greg. Hey, Bean, how's it going? Hope all's well. I was wondering if there's anything you could tell us about this ongoing status of Sam the Armenian comedian on your program. I heard you talking to him about the bomb scare, but never heard what happened after that. Did he go to jail? Was he stripped naked and beaten with a rubber hose? Oh, wait, that probably wouldn't be a punishment. Anyway, what the hell happened? Is there anything you can tell me about it, please? What can we say about the Armenian community except that we're not allowed to talk to him, or rather, more precisely, he is not allowed to talk to us for a period of 2 years via the judge's ruling, right?
Yeah, I think we have been banned from communication with him, which is super painful for us.
Yeah.
Because we need to talk to him. For me, I know.
I mean, the Armenian comedian, this guy.
I'm the best comedian teller, and I can't say these jokes on the air, but I would say better jokes that you have never heard from me yet.
He's been bringing that kind of comedy for like 15 years on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we're not, I guess we're just not allowed to talk to him. I guess we're going to have to take a break for a couple of years and then check back in with him and see how he's doing. But thank you for the email, Greg.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about neighbors who make too much noise. And Barry writes, do we get to hear the Bean killed the rooster story?
Oh. Yes.
Because there was a rooster next door to Bean and it kept making a lot of noise. So Bean went over and said, can you take care of that rooster, please? And the neighbor thought take care of meant kill, so he did.
Yeah, he'd been watching too much Sopranos or something. That's not what I meant at all. I meant maybe move it to the other side of the house or do something to stop it from making all that noise all the time. But yeah, I got that blood on my hands.
Here's listener Mary. She writes, if you thought it was bad hating your neighbor's loud music, consider yourself lucky. You could be forced to hate this terrible, terrible pasta salad. Two neighbors in Tampa with a 10-year history of feuding have found themselves forced to get along after a judge sentenced them to have monthly potlucks together. Fights, arguing police. So it finally ended up they had 50 hours of community service. They had 6 months of probation, and the judge said that they had to have 6 monthly potluck dinners with each other.
That is going to go well.
That's a great judge right there.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that. Dear Kevin and Bean, heard your topic this week. You were talking about bad surprises on Facebook. Yeah, we did that story about that poor guy who found out that her husband was married to another woman in another state. Didn't know about it, found out about it on Facebook, right?
Well, there were only 200 pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Edward writes in, Kevin and Bean, I totally feel your pain. I found out that Lisa Mae wasn't black when I went to her Facebook page.
What?
That's what Ed said. A lot of people are surprised they hear this from Lisa. They think she's got to be a sister.
I got a singular bitch and it's in my fast lane. Cause when I'm not reading traffic, I'm selling cocaine. Cause I'm a hustler. And my name is Lisa Mae. Moving all the yayo is a game I like to play.
So how could you not think she's black?
It's got to be a shock when you go to that page.
Come on.
Lisa's nickname is Straight Outta Compton. I mean, come on. A lot of requests for instant requests on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, from time to time, we'd like to put people in the news together. And we're getting a lot of very good ones. We don't have time to do them all, unfortunately. But here's one from Charlie who says, I have an instant request. Is there any way you can hook up Antoine Dodson?
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
With Victor Fuentes, your old buddy.
16-12-1. Hello.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have time to do that. Also, Tim writes in, I'd love to hear a serious discussion of what's in today's news. State of the economy, immigration reform, rise of the Tea Party, by our two favorite stroke victims. Of course, I'm talking about Kevin and the great Dick Clark.
All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year. 7, 6, 8, 11, 11, 18, 5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
I'm afraid Mr. Clark wouldn't be able to follow Kevin, so that would be a very difficult conversation.
How dare you?
And finally, we got this one about a topic I know nothing about, and that's why we've asked Dave, the King of Mexico, to step in here. This is a listener named Sassy. Sassy plays Farmville, Dave.
I walked into the office 4 or 5 times the last couple days. Every single time I walk in there, Dave's on Farmville.
Yeah. Last time I saw Dave was doing a broadcast in San Diego. We were down there for Comic-Con. The entire time we were on the air interviewing Seth Rogen, Will Ferrell, whoever, Dave's down at the end of the table playing Farmville during the show.
He's got a harvest.
Oh, yeah. Sassy also plays something called Frontierville on Facebook. What's that, and is that different from Farmville? What's the story, Dave?
It's just another game. Yeah, it's just another game like Farmville.
Is it kind of the same?
It's an Old West game.
Do you look down on the Frontierville people as being stupid because they're not cool like the Farmville people?
Yeah, it's just a stupid game.
Yeah, sure. You're a Farmville snob.
Yep.
Anyway, Sassy goes on to say, much to my amazement, as I went to shop for my crops, I saw that they have a double rainbow for sale. When you click on it, I am not kidding you, it says double rainbow, all the way, so intense. What does it mean? Do you see what you guys started? So apparently a double rainbow is something that is available on Frontierville.
Looks like Frontierville just took the lead.
It sure does.
We're having a double rainbow?
Yes.
Dude, we have chinchillas.
But I tell you what you don't have.
Is that an argument?
Is this the most awesome song you've
played yet? That's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way.
Hey, that's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:41.
What did you do?
If we could get some sort of a timer,
a
countdown,
a huge
some way
clock.
To what? See how much time there is left in the song.
What?
There's a huge clock, and it's not just counting forward. It's counting backward down to zero.
Yeah.
So
when zero and zero comes, no more sound.
And then there's lights go off and strobes. Yeah. It's pyrotechnics.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. I have one question for you, Mr. Garman.
Just one?
What's up, Holmes?
Man, that was Bean.
Yeah, that was Bean. That was literally Bean.
What's up, Holmes?
The 80s were not my best decade.
Which, as opposed
which,
to...
Which was?
Yeah, well, can you give us a heads up to which decade was your
which
best?
Which decade did you shine?
Maybe it hasn't arrived yet. Maybe I'm still waiting for
20s?
It.
20s?
Oh, the 20s are going to be good for Bean.
Maybe the 20s will be good.
That I time, was talking about the 1920s.
That time, oh. Bean will just be a brain in a jar with wires running out of it, and everything will happen on the internet for him.
The problem with Bean is that he was literally born 90 years old, so he's always been out of place, out of touch with society.
Yeah. Bean is like an old man from a Garrison Keillor broadcast. That's really where he belongs.
That's how he was born.
That's right. He should be running the general store down at Lake Wobegon. All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? I'm so angry
about.
Why? I just saw this picture in the Sun, the UK, UK tabloid.
Right.
This weekend in England, Neil Vaughan and his wife Sharon got married.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means that they had this wedding, right?
Right.
Okay. And everybody at the wedding had to come dressed as a superhero. And it was the most awesome wedding ever.
By awesome, you mean lame.
Awesome.
I would hate that.
He was Why are Batman, you bummed out? She was Wonder Woman.
Because he topped
I'm
Ralph.
I'm looking at the, this is the wedding photos here, okay?
Wow, what a giant
Wonder
collection
Woman
of dorks.
Is the bride. He's the, he's Batman. The best man was Robin. Joker was officiating. The Hulk was there. Superman.
What a dorkapalooza.
Supergirl, Iron Man, Rorschach. Just Spider-Man, just a Power Ranger, Kick-Ass. Just every guest came in a superhero costume.
Here's why Ralph loves this, because for those of you that didn't hear the story, when Ralph got married, he did show up to his wedding in the Batmobile.
The 1966 Batmobile, yes. I was chauffeured to my wedding.
What a dork!
But that was a compromise. That was the last vestige of something that I could make my wedding my own with.
You mean
initially, I wanted to have Carrie be Batgirl, and I was going to be Batman, and
we'd have
Joker, the Penguin,
right.
Marius.
But she's smart and intelligent and has a good sense of humor and a personality.
Cool this turned out.
That's
look
not
how cool.
Cool.
This turned out.
That's dork fest.
I'm going to go home and slap her right in the back of the head.
You're
now that
so
I see
lucky
this.
That she married you.
So awesome having the Hulk at your wedding.
What am I, a nerd?
Yes.
All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Glee in the news. Apparently, Sue Sylvester's mother has been cast on Glee. She'll be played by comedy legend Carol Burnett.
She's alive?
According to Entertainment Weekly, Carol Burnett is alive.
All right.
Apparently, will play Sue Sylvester's mother, who, as an occupation, is a Nazi hunter.
Oh!
How great is that?
Okay.
Apparently, that episode will air in October and November, so you can check that out. I'm just excited all over again.
That's pretty
just
good.
Hearing about that. Bill Cosby's alive. He would like you to know that. The internet was ripe with rumors yesterday that Mr. Cosby had passed away. This is the fourth death hoax that has been perpetrated on Bill.
Somebody
on
hates
the
Bill. Somebody really wants him dead.
And frankly, he's got an ass full of it. He asked on Larry King last night on CNN, whoever's doing this, please stop it. My daughter called me up in tears today after reading that, so it's not funny anymore, he's saying.
Note to
It's
self.
A little funny.
It's a little funny.
Note to self.
It's not unfunny.
Bill Cosby right. Dead. All right.
Lady Gaga nominated for 13 MTV Video Music Awards. The nominations were announced yesterday. Eminem's got 8 nominations. And Justin Bieber's nominated for Best New Artist for the VMAs.
I know this is not where you're going with this, Ralph, but that new Eminem album, get it. It's great. It's maybe his best.
There you go.
Back to you.
And this is coming from Kevin, a guy who dresses like him,
I
dyes his
him.
Hair like him.
He I do just, love him.
He is Eminem.
I do love him. But this is really good.
Kesha, Jay-Z, Katy Perry, and Usher also all nominated for awards.
Kesha, also great.
Also, Kevin also wants to be a Kesha. I've seen him dressed up like Kesha, too. The video awards will be handed out here in Los Angeles on September the 12th. So,
any word on who's hosting yet? Makes a big difference
with
the enjoyment of that show.
It does, and I have not heard.
Okay.
Snooki, is that what you said?
Oh, that'd be great.
Have you seen Snooki's mugshot, by
yes.
the way?
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen the mugshot, but I saw her getting arrested with all the police.
Do yourself a favor and dial up the mugshot on the internet there, because it's her with her mascara is all smeared because she's been crying and her hair is all akimbo. And it's
I like
stuff.
It.
I have a question for you. You guys think you ought to be arrested for being drunk?
I don't, unless you're causing trouble.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing.
And usually they won't... arrest you unless you're causing some sort of.
And what did she
trouble.
Do? She hit a guy's bicycle
she,
or
she stole a guy's
down
bike.
Yeah.
She
well, she's asking for
she
it.
She wrecked
then, I guess.
That. Then she ran onto the beach and didn't pay the admission to get on the beach in Seaside Heights. And then she knocked a dude down who was taking a shower.
She all was right. demanding it, Bean.
Yeah. She was out of control. Then
she okay. wouldn't let it go until
it's like
she got
the cops
arrested.
Weren't waiting outside of a bar, waiting for her to walk down the street and then.
Well, that's
the cops
what I was wondering because we had entirely too many people in jail for stupid things. I just want to make sure she really earned her way in. That's
she all. Earned it.
She earned it big time. I love stories about big Hollywood stars, the kind of work they did before they hit the big time.
Sure.
Because almost all performers have to do some sort of BS job while they're waiting for their big break to come.
You're still doing that.
That's right. My BS job is Kevin Adrian, waiting for my big break. This is a great one. Comes from Adrian Brody. Now he's a big-time Oscar-winning movie star. However, one of his real jobs before hitting the big time was he used to be a magician at kids' birthday parties.
Oh.
The amazing Adrian.
The amazing Adrian.
He used to go out and do birthday parties for little kids. I can't imagine a more fiery hell. I saw you did that. It's in your pocket. Just kids screaming at you while trying to do music. That'd be awesome. Keira Knightley.
Ooh.
She tried to get an education.
What?
Before she became a big-time superstar, she...
She's not interested.
She's a girl. She doesn't need an education.
She's a hot girl, even
she's
more
hot,
importantly.
Right? Yeah.
She went to college, and she said she was there for 3 months, was doing well, got straight A's, but she was miserable because she had no friends, no boyfriends, and no one would spend any time with her. So she quit college and decided to perform full-time, and that's when her career took off.
It's odd.
Yeah. It's a good lesson for you ladies out there, by the way. Drop out of school and go into show business.
You really don't need it, especially if you're hot.
Right.
Because men will give you money for things.
Mostly dancing.
Mostly dancing. Yes.
So if you're into that, that's cool.
Do work the pole. Learn how to work the pole. That's the most important part.
And your looks will never run out on you either.
No.
So what they get count is your looks are forever.
You will stay young and beautiful forever. That's
you guys are very forgiving when it comes to looks, so don't worry about it.
That's right.
If they liked you at 20, they'll love you at 40.
We don't pick on anybody because they get older and maybe aren't as attractive as they used to be. Speaking of sex workers, Annalyn McCord.
Yeah.
Yes.
From the very popular 90210 series.
Yes.
Right? On the CW.
Yes.
She's got a charity that she has just become the goodwill ambassador of. It's called the Blind Project. And it's an organization, charitable organization, that helps women who have been rescued from the sex industry. I don't consider it a rescue.
The ladies love it.
I don't consider it a rescue, by the way, when they take you out of the sex industry. That's like a kidnapping. Just stay there. Stay there where you belong in the sex industry.
Are they blind?
They're not blind, no, Kevin.
It's called the blind? What?
I understand that. Mostly it's former hookers who want to get out of that line of work.
What?
But also porn stars, strippers, what have you. And Annalyn is asking all her friends to donate $2.50 to the cause so that she can reach her goal of raising $60,000.
What a buzzkill.
Which will buy several of the people in the project vagina transplants, which I think is nice.
That is
That's
nice.
That's a good way to spend the money.
It's very good.
Check that out. Speaking of the CW.
Nope.
No, we talked about it, but you know how much I love Katie Cassidy.
Yes.
From the now demised Melrose Place series.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's just been added to the cast of Gossip Girl.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I can keep watching her.
I love that show.
Dave and I are going to have to get together and have Gossip Girl parties.
You won't watch 10 minutes of that show, Ralph.
I've tried. It's not easy.
It's not watchable.
But Katie Cassidy's on it.
She's watchable. Yeah. She's very watchable.
He watched Melrose.
Melrose was fun.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lisa.
America disagreed, Ralph.
It was cheesy, fun, bad goodness. Much like the first Melrose Place.
That's just not good.
But Katie Cassidy was just so good on that show.
Lisa, no time for Friday Night Lights. He's got time for Melrose Place.
Yep. Yeah, well, when Katie Cassidy's on Friday Night Lights, I'll watch that, too.
And The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, I wasn't alone in The Bachelor.
Things are happening.
You're going south quick.
1 million viewers watched the finale. The highest rating since 2004.
Yeah, you never buy that argument. Mm-hmm. You know how many people watch Oprah? Doesn't make it good.
No, it doesn't make it that good, that's right. For sure. No, I get
what's happening to you? You're going south.
You wish. Big fella. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richard Belzer is 66 years old today. Billy Bob Thornton turns 55.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, watch Mad Men first and then shut up. Tell me about South.
You're talking about Gossip Girl.
Oh, Gossip
cancels
Girl's
out.
So good. It's good. It's like little rains on your face. Barack Obama is 49 years old today.
Barack Obama, yes. The son of a black man from Kenya and a white man from Kansas.
A white man? That was a man and a man?
Apparently so.
Wow.
And by the way, how do we even know it's really his birthday with as sketchy as that dude
That's
is?
Right.
He may or may not have been born on this date in some other year.
Birth certificate, for God's
sake. Exactly. Could be making the whole thing up.
I don't read Kenyan. I don't know what birthday he was born on.
By the way, there are still people claiming that.
Oh,
I mean,
heaven.
They haven't given
don't
up now.
So naive.
They haven't said, I don't believe it, but it seems to be too far into it. Really?
They're still fighting the good fight.
No, they're dumb. Back to you.
Daniel Day Kim from Lost is 42 years old today. He's also going to be on Hawaii 5-0. Mm-hmm. Check that out.
Aloha.
And Dylan and Cole Sprouse from The Suite Life with Zach and Miri. They are 18 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Dr. Drew on the program, as it is Thursday.
Back.
We have Internet Roundup for you, whole brand-new batch. We have Dodger Day tickets for you. We have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. How about that? Talking about the other guys.
Pretty good.
And we're going to tell you about Rob Pattinson's new underwear line.
Rob Pattinson?
I kid you not. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including The Devil in Stitches. That's new from Bad Religion. Also, Sublime, Cage the Elephant, Foo Fighters, Temper Trap, and more. Straight ahead, right after this on K-Rock.
What's up, home?